Proclamation number 4844 of 21st of February, 1950. Purification of the teaching of Christ. A purification of the teaching, which is spread on earth as Christ's teaching, must first take place if a unification of Christian denominations is to come about. For the core of every community of faith must always be the teaching which I myself proclaimed on earth. But as long as this teaching is so deformed, it can never shape people who are members of the church founded by me. For this requires a deep, living faith which, however, cannot possibly be gained through a deformed teaching. What a person should believe with conviction must also stand up to serious scrutiny, i.e., the human being's intellect must be involved in the examination, and the intellect must also be able to recognize what is demanded to be believed as proving the nature of God. He must be able to believe it because it gives him an image of me which corresponds to the truth, because it allows me to be recognized as the God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. Such a teaching will not give rise to doubts or disputes but always unite people as brothers, whereas every educated teaching gives rise to divisions which can only be remedied again when the former is purified, that is, when those come together who possess my teaching again in its purest form, who seriously endeavor to live according to this teaching and convey it to their fellow human beings in the same purity. There is only one truth, and I myself conveyed it on earth to people who listened to me and believed in me. Anyone who was pure of heart recognized it as truth and remained faithful to it. But anyone who exalted himself, who disregarded humility, who is devoid of all love, did not hold the truth sacred and changed it to his advantage. And thus my teaching did not remain what it originally was and could no longer bring blessings to people because they no longer recognized me correctly, because they had fallen into wrong thinking due to the misguided teachings. And since everyone again believed himself to being the truth, the divisions and different schools of thought arose which all claim to be the church founded by me. 23rd of the 2nd, 1950, again and again they split off, again and again new organizations arise, the human being's intellect ponders more and more where only the working of my spirit can bring enlightenment. Individuals certainly come closer to the truth again, but they are opposed by those who represent their spiritual knowledge and yet are far removed from the truth. But the masses will never stand in the truth, because this is only the prerogative of those who seriously strive towards me, and this is not the case with most people. It is only a few whose spirit is enlightened, although it is everyone's right to put themselves into this state. For the gift of grace to stand in truth is not denied to anyone by me. And thus it will also never be possible to form an organization which unites all people and yet can claim to be the church founded by me. Every existing organization has members of my church. These are the people whose faith is profound and alive through a way of life in love, who seriously strive to attain me and eagerly strive for the truth. They will also realize where the spiritual knowledge imparted to them contains misguided teachings. They will free themselves from them and only regard as my pure teaching what the heart unhesitatingly accepts. In order to confirm their thinking, I will send the pure truth down to earth again, as happens again and again when people are no longer able to interpret my word correctly, when they have entangled themselves in misguided teachings and alone are unable to find out what is truth and what is error. I am again amongst people in spirit and give them my word, which my apostles also heard after my ascension into heaven through the inner word. Anyone who has this word of mine, who receives it directly from me, i.e., who hears my voice within himself mentally or in sound, who believes these direct recipients of mine and also accepts the word as pure truth and now stands up for it, regardless of which denomination he belongs to, who teaches his fellow human beings about it in love, contributes his share, unification of ecclesiastical denominations, for in this soul truth all will find themselves who are of serious and good will, who place my church above all else, which I myself founded, and who see no obstacle in the individual denominations to be members of the true Church of Christ, which cannot be overwhelmed by the gates of hell, as I myself have promised. Amen.